Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Something queer is going on at the headquarters of Oxfam. This is my column for the New Conservative of the 20th of March, 2023. Oxfam, originally the Oxford Committee for Famine Relief, has given up just stuffing food into the mouths of hungry people worldwide and is now stuffing its employees' heads with the politically correct nonsense contained in their inclusive language guide. The editor of this illustrious organ got there in mentioning it before me in his Sunday column, but I suspect, like some of the other commentators on the same issue, he may not have exposed himself to the full majesty of this lengthy document. Foolishly, I decided to print it, all 92 pages worth. I set it printing, had my lunch and a cup of tea, and it was still going, spewing paper out onto my office floor, sucking up my ink, and then proved too large to staple even with my super stapler. So much for its volume, what about its contents? Some of the words, such as headquarters, mother, father and youth, have already been reported elsewhere. Thus, I have violated Oxfam's guidance twice in the title to this article. Headquarters is obviously one word. I bet you can't spot the other. But there is so much more. It's hard to know where to start, but within 9 pages of the report, there is a trigger warning, and remarkably, it's to the contents of the report. How afraid is Oxfam of criticism from the snowflakes in their organisation to have to issue a trigger warning to a guide on inclusive language? And incidentally, snowflakes is not one of the prescribed words in the report. Someone's job ought to be in the line for that. They ought to be removed from the workforce, which is listed in the guide. No longer can you refer to someone as being healthy. Presumably you have to find something wrong with them. If that something is walking into walls, then they cannot be referred to as blind, nor may they be referred to as deaf should they ignore your warning not to walk into said wall. If they simultaneously claim to be no Napoleon, don't even think about describing them as a mental patient. Just call them Napoleon and ask them about Waterloo. If you support people who are visually impaired, hearing impaired, or as daft as a brush, you cannot say that you're standing with them. Someone with an earshot may have a standing up difficulty. Someone who hurls himself off a tall building or blows his brains out with a shotgun has no longer committed suicide, although many people reading the report may do just that. I won't even bore you with the myriad alternatives to being dead as a doornail by your own hand, as there's always the danger that you might adopt one of them. Suffice to say, and no surprise, if someone commits suicide, then it's our fault and not theirs. Child marriage is out and forced marriage is in. More inclusive, apparently, but if anyone cannot see the difference between a woman of legal reproductive age being bedded by a beardy old imam, for example, from a prepubescent girl being used for his entertainment, then they're ignoring reality. Both situations are wrong, but given that the line in some communities between forced marriage and arranged marriage is blurred, I'm sure that this is designed not to offend. It certainly does not protect underage girls. And incidentally, girls is another banned word. It goes on, as I could. Prostitute is out and sex worker is in, presumably to dignify women who lose their dignity every half hour on their backs. I would classify these women as victims, but that's out too, as is rape victim. The preferred term is survivor, and for the life of me, I cannot work out why. Of course, there are no biological males or females, and for those who are otherwise gendered and so forth, the correct term is LGBTQIA+. Rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? Of course, there are no illegal immigrants and no migration crisis, which is true if you live in an area where no illegal immigrants are housed. There's nobody of mixed race any longer, and if someone crawls out of an igloo, they/them is not an Eskimo. Finally, with respect to charity work, the term beneficiaries and recipients no longer apply. I am in complete agreement with this, as Oxfam, until it drops this load of bollocks, will no longer be the recipient of any money from me, and for that reason, there will be no beneficiaries. Well done, Oxfam.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublicationslimited.com.